or TFW Mobile.
David, I hope you're doing well, and a cup of coffee tastes good.
The coffee's good. I'm on my second cup, and you got a little bit of a flutter in there. You might be, I guess, maybe still kind of on the fringe of the repeater.
I should be good right here where I'm at. I'm in Greer.
Have you ever had any alternator issues with your transmitter?
But I mean the head module right now, the display, it's been giving me an issue. Sometimes it comes on, sometimes it don't, but the radio still works whether it's on or off.
Well, I'm no expert by any means, but if I had to guess, it sounds like maybe you got a spark plug. Just, you know, maybe the wire's loose on the spark plug and it's throwing a little pop, pop, pop with it.
That, I'll have to check it out. It's a hybrid, so, you know, the motor doesn't run most of the time.
Yeah, you got a lot of batteries in there and all kind of fancy wiring and stuff. I don't have a clue, but, hey, you know, you're perfectly readable that, you know, it's nothing bad about it. It just, you know, it sounds different, though, so you're not usually in that car.
One I usually drive every day. I don't know what its issue is this morning. Maybe it's just cold since it's only 63 out.
It could be something on my end. I might be picking up some kind of RF interference here because it's a steady little thing, and I do got a fan going, and, you know, got some lights on in here and got TV and computer on, so yeah, it could definitely be on my end.
No, I hear it too, David. W2JKT, morning, Ken. Morning, David.
Hey, Ken. I've been missing you.
Coffee, KF4NXY.
Sorry, David, I doubled with you. Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and pick it back up. I'm going to sit back with my cup of coffee. Good morning, KF4NXY.
Out last week, and I'll be out next week too, so yeah, Courtney's sister's not doing well, so we've been staying home a lot more, and you know, trying to be, you know, be close by just in case. But yeah, she went to hospice last week, so yeah, it's not good. She's had breast cancer for about 10 years, and it's finally come to the time, so we're just waiting on a call now.
Hear that? I mean, she's got to be pretty young.
One or so.
I know my first wife passed at 42.
It's, you know, she put up a good fight for a good long time, so, yeah, it's time for her to go home now.
Yeah, well, we'll be thinking about your family and that. So, did she have any children?
My daughter.
Be rough on them.
They really understand what's happening, but, you know, the son's 8 and the daughter's 11. Yesterday or today, and talk with the kids about what's going on, because I, like I said, we were over there night before last, and I really don't think the kids understood. They just think mom's sick, but they don't understand what's happening.
That, my son was like, I don't know, 14, I think.
That's when you're 14 than it is when you're 8.
Yeah.
Hey, Shelby Hamfest this weekend?
Do, Cary, North Carolina, a suburb of Raleigh, to see Susan's mom. She's been doing dialysis. She's been doing pretty good, though. I mean, so we're going to run up there since it's a long weekend.
I have stuff to do because it's Labor Day weekend. I may or may not have time to go. We've decided to sell our second house, and so I'm probably going to be trying to get stuff out of it, move it into the main house, and try to get it cleaned out to, you know, we put it for one of those, like, cash offer places. We're going to see what they say, because that would be easiest, but if we have to go on the market, you know, it'd be good if it's cleaned out.
Is that the one right next to you?
There you got it.
PLE and the wifey boot. Mobile this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Angela, KN4 TFW.
UTU JKT.
4NXY.
4N KF4 MUF.
MUF, I ain't heard you in a while. KF4 NXY.
Good morning, Jody. KN4 TFW.
Morning, Jody. WTU JKT.
To the group, Eric, I am so sorry to hear that about your sister-in-law, and God bless you, and hope everything goes good for it. Don't know what to say.
Okay, but I appreciate the words. It's, you know, it's just been a long, you know, I've only known her for a couple of years since I met Courtney, but, yeah, it's tough, you know, I have two small children, and, you know, not being able to make it, so, you know, the children and, you know, her, my sister-in-law and her kids have been living with Courtney's mom and dad for the last year or two, and, you know, while she's been fighting this thing, but yeah, they're just all, you know, it's not unexpected, but still pretty tough on everyone.
It is, again, I hate to hear it, man, that's just a bad thing, anyway. Morning, Dave, it's been a long time since I got to talk to you, too.
Jody, hope you've been doing well. I got news for the whole group here. I'm getting my health condition straightened out. I'm actually feeling pretty decent this morning and hope to get released by the doctor today so I can get back to fishing and riding the motorcycle and cutting my grass. Anyway, that's a real quick synopsis on my situation. I turn it back to the group, KF4NXY.
Great news, man. We'll pray for you and hope it happens, you know. Because it's getting that time of year. It's going to be some good fishing and everything like that.
The boat's ready to go, and deer season get here. You're more than welcome. Come on over.
I'll probably be taking you up on that, too.
And also, I don't have words about the situation. Very sad to hear. I mean, a young lady with small children that, yeah, anyway, KF4NXY.
It's, like I said, it's just going to be, it's going to be tough once the kids understand what's going on, but, you know, they're staying with their grandparents, and, you know, Courtney and I are there to take care of them if they need it, and we're still trying to figure out what to do, you know, but, you know, it's going to be, you know, the path is put in front of you, just gotta take it sometimes.
Yes, sir. It's I've dealt with some grief over the last few years, and it's gonna be real rough on those kids. They gonna need all the support they can get. But like I say, my prayers are with your family. KF4NXY.
Also know that Angela and I are also praying for you and hate to hear the situation. It's an evil disease for sure. And we're praying for you guys.
You know, yeah, it's a tough disease. I mean, just a reminder that we are definitely not perfect and that we do have our flaws, both physical, spiritually, and emotionally and everything. So, yeah, we'll just take it one day at a time. But, Anthony and Jody, either of you guys planning on coming up to the Shelby Hemp Fest this weekend?
Yes, sir. I go on call starting tomorrow, so I'll be on call through the weekend, but I think I got somebody to watch my spot while I go up there Saturday. If the weather holds out, I will definitely be headed that way.
It's a bunch of red right there after 26.
Let me check it out. Yeah, Anthony, I don't know if you got my number, but, you know, I live in Shelby, and I'm planning on going over either Friday afternoon or Saturday morning. So, yeah, if you got something to write with, I'll give you my number. Text me when you get in town. Maybe we'll meet up.
Number. And, yeah, I'll be up there Saturday morning if I go, and I'll let you know either way.
You know, yeah, I see that red there, and I think Google's already wrapped me around it off of exit 68.
Yeah, me and the wife, we plan on coming up Saturday morning. I've also got another buddy of mine, it's a ham operator, coming up from Georgia that's going to meet us up there as well.
Okay, to get there, and see if we can meet up or something. But I don't have any thing in the budget to spend on it, because we're about to do some stuff with the houses and everything. But I still might go and just like walk around, maybe get some food, and just see what they're selling over there.
Same here, but I was looking forward. First one I've gotten to go to in many years. And just luckily happens to fall on the weekend that I'm off, so we decided to go and take a trip and go. So, yeah, go ahead and go with that.
Any Hempfest used to be a lot bigger. Last year it was kind of a disappointment. I didn't go until Saturday afternoon, and by the time I went, I think it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody was already packing up and leaving. So most people had already left, and it was kind of ghost town by Saturday afternoon. I think that's why they're not doing Sunday this year, is the last couple of years, everybody pretty much packs up and gets out of there on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to try to get up there as early as we can. So hopefully might find something, or, hopefully there's still a few people there. We'll probably get there probably about, 8:39-ish or so, somewhere in that area, by the time we finally get up and leave and do all that thing.
Connect, and just like I said, shoot me a text when you're around, and I'll see where I'm at.
Would enjoy that. I don't have your number right off. If you want to send it to me over the radio, the Wi-Fi boo can put it down, and we'll have it.
How do you know when you're ready to copy? It is 484, and the number is 467-487-467-0713, QSL.
We got it down, put it in the phone. But yeah, hopefully we can meet up this weekend. Sounds good.
Nasty down here. I don't know what it is, but it's telling me it's 10 minutes longer now just to take the 85 rather than take the slow detour.
It's turning a little bit more red each time. Looks like it's from the 26 interchange all the way down to the 66 where I'm getting on it. About 5 minutes out from getting there.
Get off at 68, but it's having me get back on it like in the middle of the red, so I'm only cutting off a little bit. I'm wondering if I should even bother.
The 8 is halfway through the red already. It's 129 taking you over to 29 and then back to 85.
Well, I'm going to take the detour because it's about a 10-minute difference according to Google, and if the situation's getting worse, then it's probably more than 10 minutes.
About that spot on the interstate, but every afternoon headed north, it's a disaster right there. Same place.
It has taken me down 129 a little ways, and now it's added a whole bunch more stuff to avoid what's down there in the red zone. So, this is going to be an interesting morning.
By that Riobia warehouse.
Oh. Yeah, we closed that one a while ago.
Not as I've been down that road.
Down to the new building we built during the pandemic. We offered everybody up there a job, and a bunch of people took it. I don't think everybody did, because it's kind of a long way, but some people took it, and closed that one down. We had a whole bunch, we bought and leased a whole slew of distribution centers during the pandemic because we were so busy, and then we've just been winding it down because we're back to kind of pre-pandemic levels, so we didn't need them anymore.
KN4 GFW.
I'm way up here, just above 68 now, so I'm definitely getting off, and I can see where this goes.
Won't be as bad as the picture shows. You hope.
You hope every day.
3 or 4 minutes, I'll be able to tell you what the deal is.
785 South, dead stop.
Get there before the rubbernecking starts real bad.
Driving over the median and stuff to get off 85 over here.
Problem with 68 is, you gotta go down that long little access road about a half a mile or so before you can get to anything to, bypass anything. And then that road gets all backed up.
Busy right now, that's for sure. Going like 30 miles an hour on it right now is causing problems.
Start to back up 26 now.
Yeah, 385. It is absolutely dead stop. Nobody's moving.
Cars headed southbound. And I don't know where they would be getting on at, but I see them.
Well, I'm coming up to my right turn on 129. It's as far south as I can see on 85. It is just brake lights.
Takes to get up on here. Let me see what the deal is.
29 all the way over to John Dodd.
John Dodd.
It's pretty much backed up on 129 now. But this is still 639, so that's not too bad. That's only about 10 minutes later than I normally get there.
Yeah, it looks like the center and the right lane is all blocked up. There's three fire trucks. They got a big spotlight. Looks like somebody ran off down the road.
Other day, too, on the way in.
In the river. 29 down to 29, and then they get over back to 85.
But John Dodd cuts through to 29 before you have to take 129 all the way down.
I've been trying to get on at 68, but, all right, the 60, yeah, 68, but that ain't happening.
About half the traffic turned left onto John Dodd, and half the traffic went straight, and there's another road up there that cuts through to 29, so I think Google's, like, dividing it all up and sending everybody on different side roads.
There's a side road, but then you come out to a stop sign at a four lane that you got to get across.
This thing can scoot when it wants to.
Yeah. Get all that, did you?
Mention it, and I started routing myself around. I'm going down, I had to get off 26 at New Cut and try to start cutting through the back, but we'll see. It's a little later, but yeah, I got off because I heard y'all talking. I just, where to go? This Google kept wanting to put me on 85. But, you know, as the time increases, then it'll finally do something.
The parking lot all the way back, I mean, it's still the parking lot. It looks like only the right-hand lane is open. I mean, the left-hand lane.
Chances after hearing y'all talk about it. I'm like, nope, I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to sit in traffic and then find out it's a 30, 45-minute wait.
It looks like it's longer than that.
Yeah, we're still here. We're just trucking along ourselves northbound. Just let you guys get each other through the traffic and all.
Where it's at, there's not a lot of good bypass routes that don't get clogged up real quick.
And I'm not, I'm somewhat familiar with that area, but not a whole lot. But yeah, I can understand that. Definitely makes it a pain.
I know, and this back, this side road, I've got 10 cars in front of me and at least 10 behind me.
Once you get on 29, it should be smooth sailing all the way to 85 and nothing else after that.
A half a mile from 85 where I'm at now.
Coming on right there at the Ace Hardware.
Cool.
That must be I've never ventured down those side roads.
Just fine down here.
85.
We're onto the jug handle, but yeah, there is a ton of traffic coming from the other direction on 29. I bet you there's another route around it that way.
Yeah, to me, it'll take me and dump me out on 29 and 85, but once I get to Duncan, there's no point. I just go 292 all the way into work.
How to find the accelerator pedal when the light turns green.
We kind of go on yellow. I mean, wait a minute, I'm thinking Roger Extra. Never mind. Yeah, I totally get that.
I know people are sitting there with their face down on their phone and the light turns green and they don't see it.
About that all the time. I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels that way.
I'm in the company truck. When the traffic in front of you starts moving, it tells you that the traffic's moving.
Like vehicles are too comfortable to drive. You don't have to pay as much attention anymore.
Struggling because the autopilot on his probably ain't working on that back bridge.
Interstates, but I'm back on and it's driving itself now. So I'm cruising down, coming up on exit 63 already.
Bad.
I've been in much worse. I took the detour because sometimes I don't.
But you'd have been there a minute. It looks like there's something way off down the road there. They ran off the road.
In the afternoon, I know that if it ever tells me to get off at exit 54 or 57 or something to take a detour, I know not to do it because it's going to be far worse that way.
Especially if you're headed, I made that mistake heading south one day, and man, that was a mistake. DFW.
WTJKT. Morning, I don't have to run the air conditioner or the heat.
Battery power.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to charge today because we have a CEO in this morning, and we have to go over to one of the other buildings for the all-hands meeting at 8 a.m., I got to be there at 7:45, and it's like a 2-mile drive, so I don't know if I'll get a charger when I get back from that, so I'm only going to be able to charge for about an hour, and so I got to make sure I can get home. So I filled it up to 100 last night, and I'm just cruising in with no heat or air conditioning, and it's fortunate that it's not necessary.
You'd always get your morning jogging.
Morning, but, nah.
4ZLE, this is definitely one of those mornings where you walk out to go to work, you look at one of the two boats sitting there going, do I really need to go to work today?
Yesterday, and then, you know, I can't miss this CEO thing this morning, so I have no choice this morning, but, yeah, I tried running yesterday, and my back was pretty good with it, so I'm doing intervals where I run, like, 45 seconds and then walk for 45 seconds, and I just do that 20 times, and so that's about 15 minutes of running, and it's not too bad. My back was a little sore after it, but a little ibuprofen took care of it, and I'll do it again this afternoon, trying to get myself back into the swing of things. Get into the office at 6:45 and start walking. I'll get there around, 2 miles. I walk in about 40 minutes, so it wouldn't be too bad. But
just pulling off the interstate up here at the 80 KN4 TSW.
This morning,
for some reason. I don't know. I didn't do anything. Don't feel like I did anything different.
Believe me, we're just not getting off the interstate on the 185 ourselves, not far from the hospital. Guys, men, and the life of people, say 73 is for the day. Hope everybody has a good day and be safe out there. And as always, we enjoy talking to you guys this morning. We'll talk to you guys later. We'll be clear on y'all's final.
73, Anthony, Miss Angela, and I'm rolling down to the gate too. So, Eric, I'm going to say 73. And Dave, you're still out there. You guys have an awesome day, and we'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
Anthony, Ken, David, have a great day. I'm going to jump off here, too, and see what's on NPR. So you guys have a great day. Be safe, and we'll chat with you later. WTUJKT.
Great day. I'll catch you a little later, KF4NXY.